Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. You should go to our Twitter feed. Well, actually, what you should do is go to Twitter, and you might want to see this Zoom meeting between Gavin Newsom and a collection of mayors around the state as he tells his story about going to a Target and seeing someone shoplifting right in front of him. And he gets on the clerk saying, well, why don't you stop him? And she blames the governor, not realizing she's talking to Governor Newsom. And he seems more upset that she is challenging the stupid laws in California than he is about the shoplifting threat. It's really crazy. And you got to see the video. It's Gabriel Lorenzo Greshler. We are going to talk about that video with Katie Grimes from California Globe coming up, because he looks like this smug, arrogant, preposterous boob getting all agitated that the clerk doesn't know how good California has it when it comes to criminal penalties. It's really the most out of touch, stupidest thing I've seen him do, next to going to the French Laundry. All right, let's get to Corbin Carson here. I've been watching this case. Rebecca Grossman, she's the rich blonde socialite woman married to the head of the Grossman Burn Center, the founder of the Grossman Burn Center in the Valley. And she was driving through Westlake back in September of 2020. Apparently, she had a boyfriend on the side, former Dodger pitcher Scott Erickson, and they had a few drinks, and they were racing down the road, and then she ran over two of the boys that were crossing the street, 8 and 11 years old, and killed them in Westlake. And now the trial is going on. Rebecca Grossman's her name, and her lawyers are trying to pin it on Scott Erickson. Corbin Carson was in the courtroom today. Corbin, yes, how are you?
I'm doing good. This trial, it's 6 weeks long, John, and they are expecting the defense here is going to try to cast reasonable doubt anywhere along the way, including, as you said, pinning this on Mr. Erickson, who was driving a black SUV at the time. Supposedly 2.5 seconds he went through the intersection first, and then Rebecca Grossman allegedly went through the intersection second. This morning was all about what the defense calls malicious prosecution. Grossman showed up. She's wearing a blue sweater, hair pulled back with glasses. She appeared tired but attentive to everything that was going on. The defense spent the morning cross-examining Deputy Michael Kelly about how he handled the field sobriety test. Grossman blew a .075 and a .076, slightly below the .08 legal limit. A blood draw 3 hours later from the crash had her at a 0.08, and they found some Valium detected in her system. Again, that's according to court records. Deputy Kelly, under cross, said he would not have arrested Grossman on suspicion of DUI if she had performed the field sobriety test the way he wanted, the way to his satisfaction. But the defense spent the morning claiming that the deputy knew dead children were involved. It was, in their words, the biggest case of this deputy's career. And they claimed the deputy never intended to let Grossman go home. Video of the sobriety test was shown, and they went back and forth and picked apart, from a technical standpoint, how a sobriety test is supposed to be held. And I got to tell you, John, she didn't appear visibly intoxicated, and she's not charged with DUI. Now, prosecutors say the jury does not have to find Grossman guilty of DUI to convict her of the overall charges, which are murder.
I say that anybody who's had even one drink knows it changes the way you're experiencing the world. There is a right. sensation to even a single drink. And if you're up to 0.08, you've had at least two.
Exactly. And they talked about this, about what was her mental state answering the questions. And the defense attorneys kept saying, look, she appears lucid. She does this. And they went through the five steps. It's extremely technical stuff where he's lambasting this deputy for, you know, making assumptions about how and why he ended up arresting her on suspicion of DUI. Again, she's not charged for that. But that, they're saying, is the beginning of this malicious prosecution.
But wait a second. Hold on. I don't understand this. There's two dead bodies in front of the cops there. There's two dead children. I don't understand focusing on arresting her over DUI. Well, when you have two dead bodies and she is blowing a 0.76, something's up.
Well, here's what the defense is trying to prove, that in order for the officer to arrest her and consider her
impaired,
intoxicated, he cannot look at her speed. All those other factors aren't supposed to be part of his discovery of whether or not she's intoxicated. And what the defense is saying, he had already made up her mind because there's two dead bodies, because there was going to be so much attention on the case.
I don't understand. Of course there would be. I mean, any person who you find a woman, she's just killed two kids. She's blowing a 0.076. Turns out she's got Valium in her bloodstream later on. That, combining with the alcohol, is going to have an effect. Cops did nothing wrong. Cops did exactly what they should do, is suspect that she was impaired. Some people, everybody can get impaired even after a single drink. Maybe not legally intoxicated, but I don't get this at all, boy. These lawyers.
He's talking about the legal steps that he doesn't know about the Valium yet. The police officer's only job. He's called in specially for this. He has. This is what he does. So he is not. He's supposed to clear his mind of all those things and figure out for a potential jury later, 4 years later, in this regard. Was she drunk at the time of this accident or this crash or whatever it ends up being?
Now SUV had front end damage. And there was debris from her car on the road.
Right. And the defense says a black SUV hit her, but deputies testified this week, as you said, only debris from Grossman's white SUV was found. But remember, 6 weeks, John, they're trying to cast reasonable doubt. A jury is going to have to wade through all this, and it's a lot. It is an information fire hose of stuff.
Scott Erickson was in the black SUV.
Right.
His car wasn't damaged.
And he was reportedly in a romantic relationship with her at the time.
Yeah.
The husband and them were the husband put out a statement that they were separated at the time.
But his car didn't have front end damaged. Hers had front end damage. There was no debris from his car. There was debris from her car. So it's pretty clear which car hit the boys.
Right, but the defense is saying they did not examine the black SUV because they were only focused on the white SUV, which of course you'll say is because there was only white SUV parts found in the damage, you know. And here's the other thing. The deputy said, hey, if the other vehicle had hit the kids the way it would have been disabled the same way Grossman's SUV was disabled about 0.3 mile away from the crash.
Talk about that. What happened? Some people don't have cars that do this. But when she hit the kids, the impact caused her car to stop, right? How does that work?
Right. It continued for a bit. So the airbags blasted out, and she continues for a bit, about a 0.3 mile, before the car becomes disabled. And Mercedes calls and says, "Hey, it looks like you were in an accident." She tells Mercedes, "I don't know what I hit." And then she's outside talking to the car, or whatever, standing outside of her car, when the first deputy finds her standing by her car. That first deputy says she smelled like alcohol, and that's what brought in the second deputy for the field sobriety test.
Now, didn't the cop, what's his name, Mejia, Rafael Mejia, right, notice some blood spatter on Rebecca Grossman's car?
That part I have not been able to hear in the testimony as of yet, but he did say he found her, like I said, about 0.3 away from the crash, yeah, disabled. And another deputy testified that Grossman kept saying, "Someone told me about some children," and she kept asking for those kids, which they played today which was really sad. Just back and forth, her asking, "What's up with the kids?" But one of the saddest parts this week was a really particular tough moment was when prosecutors showed a picture of the 11-year-old's lifeless body, which was taken by a witness. And this was very graphic, very horrendous photo. And I'm told prosecutors warned the mother, Nancy Iskander, of the boys beforehand that this picture would be shown and that the mother would not want to see it. But she wanted to. She insisted she was going to see it. Well, and then also before the picture was displayed, the prosecutor glances, "Are you sure?" And then when they showed this picture, the mother, she gasps out and says, "Oh, Mark, my Mark," and she rushes out of the courtroom.
Oh, my God.
You could hear cries outside of the courtroom.
I mean, how bad was it?
It's just a horrendous, this boy was tossed 254 feet. One of the crash investigator experts said it was the furthest he'd ever seen a human tossed in a crash similar to this. The other boy was tossed 50 feet. But Nancy testified this week, the mother of the boys testified that every single bone in his body was broken. She's also told me in interviews, I've talked to her for the last few years to the family, she's told me the bones of her son were on the front of her Benz. How can she say, and that's probably what you were getting to, the blood, how can she say that another car hit her son?
Because defense attorneys lie all the time. that's
reasonable doubt. And 6 weeks, yeah, I'll be back on here. And then here's the best part. This is only the prosecution side.
Right.
So wait till the defense attorney starts, and then they're really going to have it.
All right. Very good, Corbin. Thank you very much.
You,
good
sir.
Work.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
I just got to say, to follow up on the Rebecca Grossman report that Corbin Carson did, and she's the rich woman on trial for running over and killing two little boys, 11 and 8 years old. And the thing is, I so despise these attorneys. I mean, Corbin, I don't know how he stomachs this stuff when he's got to cover these trials. He was just in Orange County for the guy who pulled out a gun on the freeway and shot at a car. Remember, the mom had flipped them off, and he pulled out a gun and ended up killing a 6-year-old boy in the backseat. And remember that dopey defense attorney? And it's stupid. It's like, well, that's not who he is. You know, it was just a lapse of judgment, a momentary error. And really, he was just looking at what was happening, and almost like the guy had split into two. And the bad side of him shot the kid to death, but the good side of him was looking on and wished it didn't happen. I mean, it was just stupid. And fortunately, the jury just convicted him. And now in this Rebecca Grossman case, you have the attorneys. It's a sociopathic brain. And this is how I've learned to deal with the world, just for my own sanity. People, and I just mentioned this the other day, people with sociopathic brains are missing something in their brain structure. They really are. There's a doctor from UC Irvine who wrote a book on this, and he looked at all the slides of people with sociopathic issues, and that means you have no conscience, you don't have remorse, you can do bad things and not even feel it. It doesn't bother you. You just shrug it. Shrug it off, you know? It's like beyond insensitive. And that's what these defense attorneys are, because I don't know how, in front of a mother who lost two of her sons, like Corbin said, one of them shot 254 feet down the road. The other one shot 50 feet down the road. This Rebecca Grossman, and, you know, she's loaded with money to hire one of these bastards, right? She's got all the money in the world from her husband being the burn expert at the Grossman Burn Center. So she pays these attorneys, it's like, well, we got to make something up, don't we? Well, let's say it was my boyfriend's car because she and the Dodger boyfriend were supposedly racing. Well, yeah, yeah, maybe it was his car, and he's got a black SUV. Maybe it was him. Well, Rebecca, your car is smashed in. Yeah, yeah, but maybe it was him. Well, there's pieces of your car in the road. Yeah, yeah, but maybe it was him. Except his car isn't damaged. There are bloods on her car, according to this report I saw this morning in the LA Times. Just take it. You killed them. You're actually going to blame Scott Erickson? I mean, he's no angel either. He was racing you. And according to witnesses, he had two margaritas and she had one, but margaritas can be really strong. It's not that you had one drink. It's how much alcohol was in the drink, and it's about your body type, too. It's about how much you weigh. It's about how much food you ate. Oh, and you got Valium in your system? And this is the afternoon. In the afternoon, and she's already Valiumed up. She's got a margarita flowing through her system. She's racing her car. They think she was going up to 81 miles an hour. And because she's got a lot of money, she could blame the boyfriend. This is easy to do. He's never going to be charged. There's no evidence against him. But her attorneys can blame him to create reasonable doubt. And everybody might go, well, John, you know, that's the system we have. It's a nonsense garbage system. You know, I became an adult during the OJ trial. That's when I rejected everything that I had learned in school, everything that I learned in childhood. It's like, you know, we've got the best system. It's a jury of our peers. It's like, no, this is not a good system. OJ walks. If there's Rebecca Grossman walks because you create reasonable doubt in the minds of, do you know what the average IQ in America is? This is true. You could look it up. The average IQ in America is 97. Okay. 97, which means half the country is below 97. So it's not hard to stack the jury with some below-average government workers or retirees and confuse the hell out of them, so that when they get into the jury room, it's like, well, I don't know. You know, it seems like it's possible that maybe Scott Erickson might have hit them too. And you know, they're, oh God, 1 out of 12 is all you got to get. And this system is just absurd. And these attorneys, these defense attorneys, oh my God, it just makes me want to hurl up blue vomit.
Oh, no.
Yes. That's why I feel like blue vomit is coming up soon. This poor mother, Nancy Iskander. LA Times has the details. She ran up to one of the kids. She found Jacob, the other boy, and it looked like he was sleeping. She put his ear to his chest, heard his heart beating, taken to a hospital. He died a few hours later. Now, Mark, the other brother, 254 feet. Can you imagine how fast Rebecca Grossman was going? And the attorneys decide we got one shot to confuse the possible vegetables on the jury that it was Scott Erickson, who, by the way, apparently had run down the block and was hiding behind a bush. There's a brave man, huh? Hiding behind a bush. Boy, no wonder they were with each other. Well, I just hope the jury is as sharp as the one in Orange County. When we come back, I don't know if you've seen this video, but if this is not a turning point in the way we're dealing with the illegal aliens that have poured into the country, then honestly, I think we're hopeless. Have you seen the illegal aliens that beat up the cops in Times Square? Have you seen that video? They beat up the cops. And they were released immediately because they have a Gascon-style DA in Manhattan. And now, supposedly, they may be on a bus headed guess where? Tell you all about it coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
If you want to talk on the Moist line, that returns tomorrow, 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. Maybe this story will get you going. One of the hallmarks of the last few years, I think for most of our lives it was never like this, but it just seems like nearly every day you encounter a story that you've never seen or heard before, and that not too long ago you could not have imagined would actually happen exactly the way it has. And we have one of these stories, and it happened in New York City, and you may have seen the video. I would love to play the video on the air so at least you could hear the audio, but there is no audio. It's a security camera looking down on a sidewalk in New York City where you see two cops get pummeled by five illegal aliens. And by the way, just as a side note, all the stories now use the latest politically correct euphemism. They're migrants. No, they're illegal aliens. They're breaking the law by being here. So you have five goons, young goons. These aren't women and children, just looking for a better way of life, fleeing oppression and violence. No, these are five young wannabe gangsters. And they started beating up a couple of cops on the sidewalk in New York in front of people. And just to start off, we're going to play a short story from Fox 5 New York, Lizette Nunez.
So far, we have a total of seven arrests, and police telling me this morning they are looking for five other suspects. Also new this morning is that we're hearing from Governor Hochul. She is weighing in on the attack, I should say, and also what she'd like prosecutors to consider.
You saw the video. Reprehensible. Cowards.
John Chow, the NYPD's chief of patrol, reacting to the video of two officers getting assaulted in Times Square by a group of men. On Saturday around 8:30 in the evening, police say officers say they tried to break up a disorderly group on West 42nd Street outside a Midtown migrant shelter. When police tried to take the person dressed in yellow into custody, that's when the group of men began assaulting the officers. Several people are seen repeatedly punching and kicking the officers in the head and body. It's not clear what led to the attack. As of Thursday, seven people have been arrested. The suspects who've been arraigned have been released.
You want to know why our cops are getting assaulted? There's no consequences. And we must change this. End of story.
Yesterday, Governor Hochul was asked if the suspect should be deported.
I think that's absolutely something that should be looked at. I mean, if someone commits a crime against a police officer in the state of New York, and they're not, you know, they've not processed, they're not here legally, definitely worth checking into.
Wow. Very strongly worded, wasn't it? Here's the names of, the numbers keep changing depending on the story. They caught four, then one, and then two more. The first four were Darwin Gomez, Kevin Araucha, Wilson Juarez, Yorman Reverend, all between 19 and 24. They're all adults. Then they got a fifth, Joanne Boada, 22. And then they got two more, Jandri Barros, Yoheni Brito. You can tell by the names, they're all from a foreign country. They're all here illegally. One of the guys, well, first, they're arrested and they're let out with no bail. Now, let me tell you, they didn't just bump a cop. They didn't just give him an elbow. The cops were on the ground and they were kicking away at their heads and their bodies, punching them full fist in the face and the bodies. The cops were laying on the ground, helpless, getting the crap beat out of them by these seven illegal alien goons. If you watch the video, there are guys running up, running away. I guess other guys running up. It was hard to tell in the swarm exactly how many of them there were. But they'd all come illegally because Joe Biden has the border wide open. They go to New York City because their Democratic mayor, Eric Adams, says, sanctuary city. So they put them in a shelter near Times Square, which is supposed to be a family attraction. They've got nothing to do in the shelter all day. They get bored. They're young men. They're like wild animals. And so they decide to beat up a couple of cops. Now, guess what? They got on a bus and they're headed here. They gave fake names, to a church-affiliated nonprofit group. God, I wish there was a way to cut off the money to these church nonprofits. Their stupid, misguided compassion for illegal aliens. Sure, give it to seven goons. Give a bus ticket to seven goons who just beat up two cops. And the idiot DA who has a policy that they get released without bail. So what, they can come here to LA and beat up the cops here? How many levels of government have failed? Federal government failed because, you know, Joe Biden is on a breathing machine right now. He's got these progressive left-wing fanatics pushing the immigration policy. The Border Patrol is completely overwhelmed. They go to New York City, where the dopey mayor has declared it a sanctuary city, and now he's bitching about all the illegal aliens running around. So they stuff him in a shelter. These guys break out of the shelter, beat up the cops. The district attorney lets him go free, and now the church-affiliated nonprofit does its part by sending him here to California. According to sources, skipping town in New York City would put them in violation of the court-ordered release. Oh, right. Like there'll be a consequence for that. Have you ever heard of assaulting a cop? Seriously, assaulting a cop, kicking him in the head repeatedly, punching him, and there's no bail? You're out the same day? And here's the capper. Which one is this? This is Boada. Joanne Boada. He's walking down the block after being released, and he gives two middle fingers to the photographer. Flips two birds. So he's walking down with this smug look on his face like, ha, got away with it. No bail. This is what I can do in America. Oh, I'm sure you can't do this in the country he fled from. Two middle fingers. By the way, he's wearing a Lakers t-shirt. Now, there's Kathy Hochul, who's the accidental governor after Cuomo couldn't keep, Andrew Cuomo couldn't keep it in his pants? So Hochul, well, you heard her clip. I mean, if someone commits a crime against a police officer in the state of New York and they're not here legally, it's worth checking into. These are law enforcement officers who should never, under any circumstance, be subjected to physical assault. Well, geez, Kathy Hochul, did you ever make it clear to Joe Biden that he ought to close the damn border to keep out the criminals and the rapists and the cop beaters and the terrorists and the drug gang members? They're all over the place now. There's MS-13. There's the Venezuelan gangs in Miami. Oh, and then there's the drug gangs out in the desert where six people were shot and four of them were burned. That's just, you know, they're from Honduras. It's a drug cartel gang from Honduras. They're from Venezuela. They're from Honduras. And it's wide open and they're all coming in and all our people are standing around. It's like, you know, this is really not appropriate behavior. You can't even keep them in jail on bail. You can't even keep them overnight. These sicko progressives have destroyed the system and everybody's just standing around. Oh, just wait. Just wait for what's going to happen. Something's got to give here. This can't go on.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 3 o'clock, we're going to have Kitty Grimes on from the CaliforniaGlobe.com on two issues. One is there's signature collecting going on to adjust Prop 47. Prop 47, of course, probably the worst proposition ever passed by the public. Everybody was lied to. Kamala Harris wrote the worst, most deceptive. This alone is why she should never be president. This alone. She called it the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. And that is what turned all the felonies into misdemeanors. Not only all the theft and shoplifting, but drug crimes, even date rape. And so people just started stealing every day because every day you could steal $950. But there's a proposed ballot initiative to amend Prop 47. There is signature gathering going on around the state. We are going to do signature gathering ourselves in the very near future because we definitely want to help get this thing on the ballot. And part two of that is our doofus governor, Gavin Newsom. We have tape of him on a Zoom call with these idiot mayors around the state, and he's telling a story about going to Target, witnessing shoplifting right in front of his face, and then he turned on the clerk saying, "Why aren't you stopping that?" And she, not realizing who she's talking to, said, "Well, that's our governor. There's no accountability." And he got mad at the clerk for not realizing what a tough-on-crime state California is. It is as absurd as it sounds. That doesn't even do justice to how ridiculous it is. Anyway, we're going to have Katie Grimes talk about that as well, because she wrote a piece addressing that particular issue. We told you about the seven illegal alien, the young men who, I don't know, came to this country because they needed work and instead beat the crap out of two cops on a sidewalk in New York, and the DA in New York in Manhattan let them go. No bail. And now, according to the reports we have, they were put on a bus and they're coming here to California. Yeah, for a New York Post. So we'll be on top of that. Maybe we could have some kind of welcome party for them. Please come. We're a sanctuary state too. Hey, please come beat up our police. Why not? Go for it. You definitely will be out on no bail here. Along those lines, Tom McClintock, who's maybe the last rational man in politics. He's a congressman in Northern California. We're going to have him on tomorrow to talk about this. He entered a bill. It was Bill 6679, No Immigration Benefits for Hamas Terrorists Act. Any alien who carried out, participated in, planned, financed, or gave any material support to the attacks against Israel by Hamas is inadmissible to the country. You're barred from the country if in any way you were connected to that October 7th attack. It says any alien who carried out, participated in, planned, financed, gave material support shall be ineligible for any relief under immigration laws. So there's no money, and you're not even allowed in the country, right? I think that's reasonable because we're talking about Hamas terrorists. I mean, the ones who committed all those terrible atrocities, 1,200 people they killed and little children and raped all those women, right? They can't come in the country. So you'd think that would be a shutout for the vote, right? It was 422-2. Two people said no. Two people said no, it's wrong to keep Hamas terrorists out of the United States. Who are the two? Rashida Tlaib from Michigan and Cori Bush from Missouri, two of the squad members. Can you imagine this? Even Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez voted in favor of banning Hamas terrorists from entering the U.S. And they claimed that if this passes, it's just going to incite anti-Arab, anti-Palestinian, anti-Muslim hatred. And as Jim Garrity points out in the National Review, actually, if you let the Hamas terrorists in the country and then they do something bad, that is going to create a lot of anti-Arab, anti-Palestinian, anti-Muslim hatred. The acts of the terrorists, not banning the terrorists. Oh, my God. The world's upside down. All it is you can't come in the country. And if you somehow get in, you're not getting a dollar from us. And there's actually two congresswomen who apparently don't represent the United States. Even Ilhan Omar, who was in the news the other day from Minnesota. And she got a lot of crap because she gave a Somalia first speech. Not America first, Somalia first. She even voted for this. But, you know, all these people are in power all at the same time. This is some kind of grand, stupid, progressive experiment. Everything is going wrong. All the ideas are bad and destructive. And is anybody going to do anything about it this year when it's time to vote? That's the big question. All right, from California Globe, we're going to talk to Katie Grimes coming up. Two things. One is there's a ballot initiative. They're collecting signatures to seriously amend Prop 47. And secondly, you got to hear the tape, and we're going to talk to Katie Grimes about it. Gavin Newsom goes to Target and entertains mayors on a Zoom call with witnessing theft at Target and then getting upset with the clerk because the clerk didn't stop the theft and blame the governor, except she didn't realize she was talking to the governor. You got to hear the tape to understand this, and we will dissect the tape as well. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.